On the show today, we have CRM Next very own Joe Selesky talking about the possibility of Amazon Prime Credit Union. So check it out. And talking about our juicy topic today that we kind of touched on a little bit in our last conversation, the possibility of Amazon Prime Credit Union. Oh my gosh, there is a possibility. But what, from your perspective, Joe, what's the possibility of this happening? What could, is this in our future possibly? Or,
well, I think all the indicators are there. Mm-hmm. You know, Amazon did about $1 billion in small business lending last year. You know, there's some projections that Amazon will do $20 billion in small business lending. We all know that they've done some work with JP Morgan Chase on the credit card side, and you know, and I think, you know, those are all, you know, warm-ups. You know, mm-hmm. Amazon is a marketplace, and the goal of Amazon Prime membership has really been about value and, you know, and again, access to services. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Amazon is a manufacturer. I think Amazon is an enabler.
Excellent.
And
yeah,
you know, if we looked at, you know, whether it was the Boeing Employees Credit Union, you know, BECU, I mean, Boeing, you know, it wasn't a Boeing institution, right? It was something that was created so that the mechanics that were working on aircraft would have access to, you know, banking services and loans so that they could get tools.
Sure.
And there's no question that Amazon has been about creating tools for people to use, and that payments are really a requirement, you know, for, you know, and you know, you'll look at frictionless financial services. So I think from a business perspective, Amazon's not interested in, you know, the financial side of banking. What I mean by that is I think they're much more about the, you know, transactional side of banking.
The payments part.
Buy and pay. And, you know, just like PayPal was really subsumed by eBay, you know, because we needed, you know, micro merchants, mm-hmm. have, you know, because no ISO wanted to bank, you know, a mom or a pop that was trying to sell a few things on eBay.
Right, right.
So, you know, now you're really looking at, you know, what is necessary for, you know, the field of membership in a credit union. And, you know, obviously, you know, it would be a separate organization, but that would, you know, have 100 million, you know, members as their field of membership. Mm-hmm. And obviously value to those members, you know, could be very much like the cash back that you get when you use an Amazon credit card. And that field of membership could extend that, you know, in the Amazon, you know, the relationship with Chase, you know, that credit card, you know, gets the cardholder the cash back when they buy on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Which makes, by the way, if you're going to increase, you know, margins for Amazon, or, you know, and actually Jeff is a margin eating person, mm-hmm. right? He likes to give that margin back.
Right.
And so, you know, the savings in interchange are actually getting given back to the card holder, mm-hmm. but that doesn't work off Amazon, right?
Right.
Well, it does. It works off Amazon for JP Morgan Chase. Because Jamie Dimon's making the interchange as the, and, you know, the fact that he is both a, you know, on the, you know, Chase Payment Tech, one of the biggest merchant acquirers, mm-hmm. you know, in addition to being on the issuer side, you know, that's a lot of margin, you know, to be on both sides of that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, from a business perspective, you know, it is a natural, you know, thing to see in evolution, yeah. where Amazon will be a marketplace for financial services. You know, credit unions don't create, they offer Visa, they offer MasterCard, you know, they have share accounts.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think about it, you know, those financial instruments that are, you know, I mean, are standardized, what they build is relationship. And, you know, so I think it's, you know, very, very, you know, did it make sense for Amazon to buy Whole Foods? Well, Whole Foods doesn't really manufacture foods. They were really good at sourcing foods, and they were absolutely very good at service, you know, and providing natural, you know, but they were lousy at digital, right? They were really, you know, it wasn't necessarily, you couldn't order, you know, and so, you know, the acquisition made sense because, you know, Amazon needs a physical presence, you know, in the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it is a marketplace, and their groceries should be local, not, you know, shipped in, like 1-800-Flowers has done.
Yeah.
You know, come in wilted. So, you know, pausing, I mean, I think it's, you know, there's enough attributes there to see this as an eventuality, that, you know, it's, you know, just a natural other marketplace extension for the membership to grow to. I mean, to have financial benefits. Mm-hmm.
What's more likely, Bank of Amazon or Amazon Credit Union? Because they would some of the hurdles that they would have to get through the NCUA or the FDIC. I mean, what's a more natural avenue for them? Because I mean, I can obviously see both happening, but I don't know, from your perspective, what do you see more likely?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from a regulatory perspective and a giving back of margin, you know, that the more likely charter is a credit union, because Jeff has always wanted membership to deliver margin back to the member.
Okay.
Right. So his marketplace has been about, you know, delivering efficiency and delivering, you know, a much more, you know, more aligned experience. So it would seem, you know, from an approvals perspective, I think there would be a lot of, you know, credit unions that say, oh, how can they do this? But if you look at NCUA and you look at the regs, you know, field of membership being Washington State instead of, you know, there's no real field of membership issue. You know, from a viability perspective, there is no viability potential issue if they chose to help get that started, right? It would be a separate entity. So you know, I mean, Amazon already has to deal with interstate commerce and all of the tax laws.
Yeah, they got all that down.
Regulated industry. Do they want to pick up AML and other things and do it? You know, I don't think they're afraid of those things, but I think the closer question is, you know, what's more aligned with the sort of, you know, ethical model and sort of, you know, I mean, if you think of this, Amazon is the only technology provider in the world that is truly open. You know, Amazon would rather have you compete using all of Amazon's, you know, Jeff Bezos has basically said with AWS, here's everything I use, you know, come compete with me. Because the only way I get better is if I have, you know, I don't use my strength to win. You know, I have to constantly let others use my capabilities to challenge me and grow the organization. And so, you know, I think he's exhibited something that was very different than the monopolistic approach at Microsoft. That is, you know, a huge opportunity and a scary place for a lot of people, because, you know, there's no question that he'll set a standard of ease that is frictionless, right? Once you've got you're already seeing that happen at Whole Foods. You know, Amazon Prime membership, you know, gives people value when they're at Whole Foods. They get discounts.
Yeah, I'm getting their advertisements every day in the email. So yeah, that's
credit union memberships. Credit unions have done deals with people to get members additional value. That's not a conflict of interest, just the opposite.
Right.
You know, they're actually going and negotiating on members' behalf to get better, you know, better deals, better value, and, you know, or special privileges. So, you know, I think, you know, it's a, to me, it's a very likely charter, especially because, it, you know, the most natural thing is the financial benefits of it, you know, and the efficiencies would be going back to the members.
Sure.
And it would be a highly efficient organization that would have the potential of physicality, you know, too, because where, you know, selling them branches inside Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, I was thinking the same thing.
You know, I mean, you know, as we said, U.S. Bank is doing that. You know, I think, you know, scarier things are outside of banking. I mean, if the next acquisition for, you know, Amazon is Costco, which would be logical, you know, a great sourcing organization that does terrible things, you know, is not very good in digital. You know, I mean, again, you end up with these community footprints. But again, it's, you know, they don't make the product. They're really a marketplace for products.
Exactly.
So there's opportunity there. But there's definitely going to be challenges for a community credit union or others, you know, and they're going to have to do what Amazon doesn't do well. You know, and I think that's really where the opportunity lies.
That was my next question to you, is like, okay, so the credit union route seems to be the more likely route. So should credit unions be scared? Should they be fearful? Or what will the impact be